Now, a week today and the polling stations in East Douglas will be open for business. Hopefully at this busy time of the morning, doing brisk business. Manx Radio is interviewing each of the seven candidates on this programme. Today it's the turn of John Jochen. Standing as an independent, a former Douglas councillor, resident in the constituency for 25 years, Mr Jochen stood unsuccessfully in a previous by-election for the seat in 2010. Good morning, Mr Jochen.
Good morning, Maggie.
Is your business growing?
Right. First, let's deal first with recent history. You were forced to resign from Douglas Council in August when it emerged you dropped off the electoral roll and were therefore no longer eligible to serve as a councillor. It was a bruising experience at the time. Did it prompt your decision to seek election on the national stage?
It was a bruising decision, it was, and I think that I had to learn from it, and I certainly have. But as for standing at this time, I already quoted in the past that I was going to stand anyway come the general election.
You said it made a mockery of democracy that you had to stand down. You'd made a contribution, you'd served in public office, and then you were in effect thrown out. Shouldn't you have known the rules? Some say it might show lack of attention to detail.
It's not a case of knowing the rules. I did fill in my application form and it was posted and a full investigation was carried out. And they stuck by their guns and they had to stick by their decision. So that was the end of that.
Now, in your manifesto, you say respect for politicians is at an all-time low because they've lost touch with voters. How would you re-engage with constituents?
I think it's extremely important that whoever wins this campaign starts to re-engage with their voters. I think there is this distrust, this lack of respect that they have for politicians. I do have some sympathy with the politicians. It has been an absolutely atrocious 5 years. We've had these terrible cuts and this VAT bombshell, and they're on a hiding to nothing, really. They've really had a bad time. But I think now, we Mr Tia says he's balanced the books, all but bar the revenue. I think now is the time that we should now regain the trust of the electorate.
Well, the need for change is a theme throughout your manifesto. You say a long-term economic strategy is needed. You want to expand and develop the economy. Well, we have Agenda for Change, which is a strategic blueprint promising to do just that. What part can you play in achieving those aims, which everyone wants?
Well, hopefully, if elected, I'd like to take an active role in developing some of them roles. I think it's sort of really preempted what was already in my manifesto this coming out this week. I knew it was in the pipeline, but it is a very proactive thing to do, and it's something that should be commended and a very brave thing to do, especially under the financial circumstances that we're under at the moment.
You're talking about a 30 to 40 year strategy. Is that practical or viable or sensible?
I think any business has to have a long-term strategy, and they talk about the Isle of Man PLC. It is the Isle of Man PLC, and it has to have a long-term strategy. It can't just be for the length of a parliament. That's too narrow-minded.
Now, local government, many would agree we have too many local authorities. You've been talking to the government over the past 3 years while you've been a Douglas councillor. Why hasn't local government reform been sorted?
Well, we're looking at the dying days of a government here. They're already in election mode. They've dumped so many bills, it's unbelievable. I think they're down to 37 bills in 10 months. And they just threw out the wood from the chaff, basically. And I think it's terrible, all that work done. I mean, it was all done by the signatures. It was terrible.
We should talk about regeneration. We've asked every candidate what their view is on Douglas Prom. What's yours?
The promenade has to be done. There's no doubt about it. The promenade has to be done. I mean, I've seen the plans. I approved it in the council. People talk about the amount of money it's going to cost. People should think about the amount of money they haven't spent on it in the past 80 years. Then divide that into the 21 million and you'll probably find you've got some very good value for money.
You have ideas on education, rebuilding other dilapidated sites in the capital, refurbing the promenade, which we've talked about. What would be your number one priority?
My number one priority would be the vulnerable in our society at the moment. We've had these swaging cuts, and it hasn't affected the top end of society, but it has affected the very the lower end of society. And they haven't had a third of an increase on their council house rents and their local government board rents. The toilet taxes and the other stealth taxes that have come up had a major impact on these people. And they are the people that we need to connect with again.
And is that the sort of message you're getting time and time again on the doorstep?
I've gone to the doorstep and people are saying, John, I'm not going to vote anymore. I've had enough. I'm sick of this government. And that is the sort of trust that we have to rebuild.
What qualities do you think a member of the House of Keys needs then in the next term of in the next parliament to sort out the pressing problems that the island's facing?
I think it has to be have a more pragmatic sort of view, and I think it has to keep in touch with its people and not get carried away with the job. It's too easy to get carried away with the job. I've seen people do it in the past in various guises. I think they have to keep in touch with the people. I think they have to, and that's what we need to do.
Well, there are going to be seven names on the ballot paper this time next week. What would you say to the undecided voter? And you could have sympathy with people just not knowing which of all seven of you to choose. In a sentence or two, what do you have over the other six?
I think it's experience, really. Experience in local government, experience in government, in my guise as the pensions trustee and working with other government departments over the years in local government, and working with the government during all the years I've been in the post office and the various chairmen that I've had to work with. You need to be able to communicate with each other. You don't have to just be on the back and object to everything. That's not active politics at all.
One area where you have some specific proposals is tourism. You say there is an untapped gold mine for vintage machinery and transport enthusiasts in the island. How could you exploit that?
I think it's a little bit of self-indulgence there as well. I think, you know, I'm a keen vintage enthusiast, but I know we have this huge event at Jerby. Speaking to the people up there, we see all the different owners' clubs. They come over and say, oh, we'd love to come over and we can't get a hotel or we can't get in here. You know, if we promote these are people, some invariably in my age plus, and they've got quite a lot of disposable income and they've got a little toy they want to bring over here and play with. And that is the sort of tourism that you want. They're not particularly here for a bucket and spade. They've come over to indulge themselves.
John Jockin, standing as an independent for the by-election in East Douglas this time next week, 12th of November. Thanks very much for joining us this morning. And we should also give a name check to the other candidates, who are Geraldine O'Neill, Claire Bettison, Kurt Buchholz, John McBride, Kat Turner and Richard Falk.